He'll get another earful from Republicans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Head of Homeland Security heads back to the Capitol for a third hearing in 2 days.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas expects a significant increase in migrants trying to cross the southern border once Title 42 restrictions are lifted by the CDC next month.
We started our planning last September, and we are leading the execution of a whole-of-government strategy.
Mayorkas told House committees DHS has a six-pillar plan to deal with a surge of migration.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, Republicans don't believe the Biden administration is ready for ending the COVID-era regulation that blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally for health reasons. Congressman John Katko told Mayorkas,
I was at the border just 2 weeks ago for about the sixth time since I became ranking member, and I can tell you there certainly is no real plan for what is about to happen, at least according to the Customs and Border Protection folks and everyone else who works down there.
A warning from Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin.
If someone intends to intervene in the ongoing events from the outside and create strategic threats for Russia that are unacceptable to us, they should know that our retaliatory strikes will be lightning fast.
Also, a new video from the city of Kherson. Ukraine says Russian troops used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse a crowd of people protesting against Russia. This was the first major city to fall when the war began, and Russia is now seeking to tighten its control there.
That's Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Later this morning, President Biden will talk again in support of Ukraine. He'll reportedly ask Congress for even more aid in addition to the money and weapons already sent. Next month, he'll go overseas again.
President Biden's going to visit South Korea and Japan in late May, taking his first trip to Asia since he became president. He'll be meeting with leadership of both countries as North Korea escalates missile testing.
Fox's Jill Nato. Someone in Arizona waking up a millionaire after winning the Powerball, the only lucky ticket worth $473 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An American who'd been jailed in Russia for 3 years is coming home.
For Joey and Paula Reed, it's not real just yet.
It's going to really hit us when we get to put our arms around him and hug him.
Their son Trevor was released Wednesday in a prisoner swap with Russia. He spent 3 years in captivity. In that time, Trevor's health has suffered, so the government will decide where he will be cared for. His parents say,
I don't care where they go. We're going to go there.
They'll know that soon enough. Knowing how his release was secured will take a little longer.
We've been told we will know later, but not immediately.
Reed was convicted and jailed in Russia after an incident where he was accused of endangering a Russian policeman. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. will send back to Russia Konstantin Yaroshenko, a pilot who was in a Connecticut prison after being convicted in a drug smuggling conspiracy. Two U.S. Air Force members are in trouble.
John Sanger and Eric Eagleton, who are stationed at Fairchild Air Force Base near Spokane, face charges of conspiracy to commit theft of government property and possession of stolen ammunition, which can carry up to a 5-year prison sentence. A joint terrorism task force began investigating Sanger after linking him with a pair of social media accounts that made anti-government statements in the months between the 2020 election and the January 6th Capitol riot. Last month, Sanger and Eagleton met with an undercover agent and went target shooting, where the agent recorded Eagleton saying that members of the Combat Arms Management Training Section routinely steal ammunition, and he also discussed his anti-Semitic views. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge. Futures are rising. Two more teams advance in the NBA playoffs.
Giannis barrels his way in, and that's going to be a block. Count the basket.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks beat Chicago 116-100 on TNT. The defending champs will next face Boston. The Golden State Warriors also move on after eliminating Denver 102-98. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.